Okay, let's get going. So we name our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始今天的课程。那我们先向天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们能够有时间研读你的话语。
As we research your word, that we can discover new things and even review old ones that we need to remember.
在研究你的话语的同时呢，让我们能够复习过去所学，以及学习新的，让我们更能够理解。
And that we can add this information to the spiritual life which you've given to us.
而因着这样的学习，让我们能够加入更多的资讯到我们的属灵的生命中。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we'll be talking about prayer again.
好，我们今天要再继续谈祷告这个主题。
Okay. Now it looks like today we're going to get some new people come in on the Zoom because we've had people sending out to invite other people into the class.
我们今天可能有一些新的朋友进到我们的课程，从这个 Zoom 的群组里面来参加课程。
Yeah, we always welcome new students.
我们都非常欢迎新同学。
But we have to warn in advance that this is more of like an advanced Bible class. It's not a beginner's Bible class.
但是我们要跟大家讲一下哈，就这个课程其实到现在为止是算是已经比较。算是高级班的教导。
Yeah, for example, you know, we often have to refer back to previous lessons to look at some of the doctrines that we've been building up in previous over many years, actually.
而且这个因为听在教导这个的圣经教义已经有一些东西都之前学过，但是我们会不时的回去复习。
Yeah, and some of the terminology, like the words and the references that we use, they might be.Something that you've never heard before or never quite understood before.
那有一些词句啊，是我们之前可能讲过的。那现在在重复谈到的时候，也许我们带过的时候，你们会觉得哎，很不熟悉。
Yeah, but that's normal for any student entering a Bible class as a new student coming to a new Bible class.
但是这个是很正常的哈，所以大家刚开始加入这个课程的时候，或许有一点点。觉得有些词句不是很熟悉，但是过一阵子你就会觉得很舒服。
Studying the Bible is not like when you start off at school. You know, first you start off at kindergarten, everybody goes through the first year together, and then you do the second year, and everybody advances at the same pace.
因为在圣经的课比较不像这个我们从小学习啊，从这个幼稚园到小学一年级、二年级这样一直往上升，所以所有的同学都是同时进入每一个状况的。但是圣经课没有办法做到这样。
And in a typical Bible class, just like any church, actually, you have Christians of all different backgrounds and all different ages. Some people are just brand new Christians, and other people have been Christians for many, many years or decades.
而圣经课呢就很像教会一样，我们的这个所有的成员是来自各种不同的地方，不同的背景，不同的年龄，然后不同的这个成为教友的时间，好，所以是大家都是差异蛮大的。
Yeah, so that's why you sort of have to be patient with the people that are teaching and patient with yourself, knowing that you probably won't understand everything straight away.
所以我们每一个同学呢都需要对这个自己以及对这个课程都要更有耐心，好，因为我们可能有些事情没有办法第一次听就完全明白。
And you may also find that some of the things that you learn, they contradict what you might have learned from somebody else.
甚至呢，在学习的过程中，你可能会听到一些东西跟你之前所了解或学到的东西有一些不同，或者甚至有一些些矛盾。
And that's quite normal as well.
这也很正常。
Because the Bible is quite a sophisticated book, and you'll find that if you even get two pastors together, it's very rare that two pastors or you know, a group of pastors will have exactly the same views on the Bible.
那其实在很多课程中间你 如果是两个不同的牧师在教导的话，你要让两个牧师教的都一模一样是蛮困难的，因为圣经本身就是一个蛮精细特殊的一本书。
However, there are some fundamental truths which you should be very sure about and that you should never compromise.
但是呢，在有一些这个圣经的基础的一个概念上哦，是绝对要一致的，而且我们不能够去妥协的。
For example, you should understand that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are given eternal life, and that's forever. Nothing will change that.
第一个重要的概念就是呢，当我们相信了耶稣基督之后呢，我们就得到了永久的救恩，这个是不会错的。
Salvation is by faith, only by believing in Jesus Christ. And then because of God's grace, he gives you salvation, not because of works.
而救恩呢，是来自于神给我们的恩典，而不是我们努力的工价。那而且呢，只要当我们相信了耶稣基督，我们就得到这样的一个救恩。
Verses like John 3:16.
就像金句约翰福音的三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
以弗所书的二章八和九节。
Okay, and then Acts 16:31.
还有使徒行传的十六章三十一节。
Verses like these speak very clearly about that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, that you're saved.
这三个经句都很清楚地告诉我们，当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就会被得到了救恩，我们就是将有永恒的生命。
So if you have a pastor or a teacher who's teaching differently, he might teach that you could lose your salvation because you do some big sin. That's just not right. That pastor is teaching false theology.
所以如果你有曾经有任何一个牧师跟你讲说，哦，你如果做错了事，你就会失去救恩，这样的话就是一个错误的教导。
Okay, and you know, there's truth, for example, about naming of your sins to God the Father. We know that, like from 1 John 1:9, we just had, if you name your sins, God forgives you your sins.
然后呢，像约翰一书的九章第一节很清楚的说，当我们跟天父认罪，天父就会饶恕我们所有的罪。
The Bible is very clear that for us who are in Jesus Christ, we're members of the church. And then there is a time coming, a day will come when Jesus Christ will take us up to heaven.
圣经很清楚地教导我们，就是说当我们成为基督徒之后，当那个时候到了，我们就是会去天堂。
So things like these are what we call fundamental or orthodox truth in the Protestant church.
好，所以这就是我们在讲的是最基础的真理。
And most pastors should agree on those basic things.
而应该大部分的这个牧师都是会同意这一个最基础的一个共识，有这样子的真理。
Okay, but it's when you get into more deeper theology, and that's where things get a bit more sophisticated, and then you have to correctly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
Okay, I'll just bring it up in the Chinese here. This is Paul talking to Timothy, so really it's like Paul talking to pastors, but this applies to all Christians.
这是保罗对提摩太所说的话，那也就是对所有的教会所说的话。
He's commanding Timothy, as he's commanding other pastors and even other Christians, that you have to study. It's a command, study, to show yourself approved unto God.
其实保罗对提摩太说话，就等于是保罗在对所有的牧师牧者说话。他这句话是用一个命令句说，你当竭力的在神面前表现是一个经过考验而无愧的工人，正确解释真理的道。
And the word here to divide, you're dividing the truth, which means when you go down into a passage of scripture, or even sometimes a word of scripture, you need to look at that word and say, what does this word really mean?
Tim 一直用一个字啊，叫做分辨，就是分解真理。好，就刚才我们的，你看那个中文的翻译的下面的那一行的第二行的，按着正义分解真理的道，也就是说，牧师要有能力把这个经句里面的道更清楚的一个字一个字或一句一句，它到一行一行到一章一章的去解析。
Yeah, and it's because pastors, for example, they're not dividing the word of truth correctly. They're not categorizing things properly. they're not discerning what the words mean properly. That's why you have many contradictions among pastors.
所以因为有一些牧师呢，他没有能力呢，把这个经句里面的字义跟句义跟所有的这个关系啊讲清楚的时候呢，他就会变成好像圣经里面有一些互相矛盾之处。那这样的话，这个牧师的教导就会让这个会众会有一些 confuse， 会有点混淆的问题。
One of the biggest causes of the confusion is that people are working from a translation rather than going to the original languages.
那这会有这样子的一些错误的这个教导或了解，是因为很多的学习是经由我们被翻译过的圣经来学习的。
Almost every time that we go back into a verse in the original scriptures, we see that there's something that's missing from the translation, or that something that hasn't been translated properly.
而这些翻译的经文呢，常常呢却是有错误的翻译。
That's why it's really important. You have to spend time. You know, sometimes we can spend days or even maybe even a couple of weeks just looking at a verse, looking at what each word in the verse means and how it needs to come out with the Greek grammar or the Hebrew grammar to see what the true meaning is.
所以这也是我们有时候在上课的时候呢，一个经句啊，我们可能花好几个礼拜在讲，原因是我们必须要回到它这个原始的，不管是希伯来文写的旧约或者是希腊文写的新约里面，回去去看它这个字跟他的文法之间的关系，然后了解到他真正在当时啊，这个作者他在表达的意思是什么。
That's one more reason why you have to have patience. Not just the pastor having patience in the studies and presenting it, but for the students as well. They need patience. You can't hurry these things.
所以这也就是为什么我们刚刚听在特别提到说，我们学习必须要有耐心。不只是牧师讲解要有耐心，学员学习也要有耐心。
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, if you want to read the Bible, they have courses. I think you can read the Bible from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, all the way through to the last chapter in Revelation. They say you could do it in 6 months or maybe a year if you plan properly. Some people do that. They set their mind on reading the Bible one time for every year, and they do that year after year after year, reading the Bible from start to finish every year.
所以有一些人呢，他每年都把这个圣经从头到尾的念了一遍。
But it's like some kind of a race for them. It's like a race. They think, I need to finish the Bible quickly, and the faster I can read the Bible, and the more times I can read the Bible in my life, then the more I'll grow spiritually.
所以呢，听教强调就是说，有一些人把读经、快速读经当作是一个这个自我的挑战。
Yeah, but how can you understand the Bible just through reading it? The Bible is not designed to be read as a book that you race through from start to finish.
但是这样子的快速读经是真的让我们明了神的话语的内容了吗？这本圣经其实设计的不是让我们光是做快读就好。
Yeah, the Bible is a book that needs to be studied.
这是一本需要我们研读、研究的方式来读它的一本书。
It's not like a novel where you sort of read at the start and then the story builds up and then it finishes at the end. You
know, 它也不像是一本小说，好，你从头这样读到完，你就把它读一遍也就够了，因为你不是只是在读故事。
It does sort of follow through historically in a way, of course. You know, when it says starts off when God created the universe in the beginning, and then you have a look at the last book is talking about the end time. So there's a sort of a flow.But really, that's not how we study the book. We can't look at it as a novel working through time.
当然了，这本书的确也有从人类的世界被造到最后毁灭，好等等的这样一个有次序的一个故事。但是我们还是不能够把它当作只是一个故事来读。
A lot of scholars say that the earliest book that was written was not the book of Genesis. Genesis wasn't the first book.
好，很多圣经学者他们说，这个整本圣经啊，一开始写的反而不是创世纪这一本。
Yeah, see, the book of Genesis was written by Moses about the year 1441 BC when the Jews came out from Egypt.
这个创世纪呢，其实是摩西他在西元前1441年，当他带领着犹太人从埃及出埃及的时候。才开始写的。
But of course he's talking about events going back to the beginning of the universe, but the book was written, you know, about 3,500 years ago.
但是虽然就是摩西写的时候先从整个宇宙的被创造开始写起，但是他真正这一部书是在将近3000多年前写的。
But there's a lot of evidence that the oldest book in the Bible is actually 4,000 years old, and that's the book of Job.
而真正这个经由圣经学者的研究呢，整本圣经里面最老的一部书呢，反而是在4000年前写的《约伯记》。
And Job is one of the most important books in the Bible regarding our Christian life.Because it talks about evidence testing, and that's been the subject of our topic, you know, the angelic conflict, this appeal trial between the angels and humans as witnesses in this conflict between God and Satan.
而约伯记呢，却是一本非常非常重要的哈，讲到这个人类跟神的关系的一本书，尤其是讲到这个在天堂法庭的这个概念，也就是天使征战之下，好那个。人如何悖逆等等的这些情节。
Yeah, and the subject of the angelic conflict is so important. That's really been our subject since we started back here at the beginning of February. Up until now, we're still teaching on the subject of the angelic conflict.
而这个所谓的天使征战这个主题呢，也刚好就是我们今年从二月开始上课到现在一直在延续的在谈的事情。
Yeah.Because really that's your purpose in life, is to be witnesses in the angelic conflict.
这也是我们花了这么多时间研读，它是要了解到我们生命的意义，它的目的其实就是要作为天使征战，天堂法庭的见证人。
And the only way you can be an effective witness in the angelic conflict or the angelic appeal trial is by dividing the word of God correctly, you know, correctly discerning the word of God.What it means to you.
而我们要如何成为神的见证人，在天堂法庭里面成为对的好的见证人，其实我们必须要真正的理解怎么样来分解真理的道。
And for that reason, God has given us His Word, of course, and that we can understand it, but it needs to be done through proper study, with a qualified pastor, and with the power of the Holy Spirit.
而神呢，给了我们这一本真理的道，却需要的是好的牧师的教导，我们才能真正了解。那再加上有这个圣灵的教导。
Because you have to remember, we're in a battle, or it's a court case, but also a battle against the greatest creation, the greatest mind in creation.
我们要知道呢，我们现在在这个天堂法庭里面，其实在面对的这一场征战。是这个世界有史宇宙有史以来被创造出的最聪明的一个头脑。
And that is Satan. I mean, at first he was Lucifer, and then he became Satan.
而这个人的就是呢，原本是天使路西佛，现在就是我们所谓的撒旦。
Satan is probably the most intelligent. I say the most intelligent. He's actually stupid in many ways because he's rebelled against God, but he's very, very clever.
而撒旦呢，路西佛呢，他的头脑绝对是在宇宙中最聪明的。那我们刚刚讲说最聪明，但其实也是最愚蠢的，因为他却选择了要悖逆神。
Yeah, but he's a lot more cleverer than the most intelligent human. You know, compared to humans, he's an absolute genius.
但是他不论说他聪明或笨，他绝对都比我们大部分，应该说所有的人类都要聪明。他绝对是个天才。
And as Jesus said, and Paul has also said, that Lucifer, or Satan, is the ruler of this world. He controls this worldly system.
而耶稣呢，还有保罗呢，都在圣经里面有告诉我们，撒旦正是目前这个世界的掌权者。
And he has 1/3 of the angels on his side to help him to deceive people. Now, he is the number one deceiver, and to create the system of deception in order that we can be separated from God and His plan.
而撒旦呢，这个叫做世界的头号骗子，他居然说服了1/3的天使，让那些天使一起堕落，一起来骗我们这些人类。而撒旦创造了这个属世的系统，要让所有的在这个世上的人呢，被他们欺骗之后呢，都要背叛神。
We've looked at the strategies of Satan in the past, and some of them are very obvious, but then many of them are very subtle.
而我们在之前的课程里面呢，有对撒旦他在谈的这个属世系统做了一些说明。那他对这个整个属世系统的一些价值观，在某些地方看起来是很明显的是错误的，但是有些地方却会让人误以为他是对的。
For example, within the world religions, and well over 50% of the world's population believe in a religion of some sort, maybe even 2/3 of the world's population. And we looked at how Satan is the originator of all of the world's major religions.
在这个世上，比如我们刚刚讲说，他让有一些东西还蛮细致的骗局啊。其中一个很重要的就是，这个世界大概有三分之二的人都是有相信宗教的，都有信仰的。而很大的一部分的这个宗教呢，应该说所有的宗教都是撒旦所创造出来的。
Yeah, and we can see this easily because all religions except Protestant Christianity will teach that if you want to get to heaven, you have to be good. You have to please God through your works.
因为所有的宗教呢，在除了现在的新教，基督徒 所学习的之外，大部分的宗教都在教导人要经由他们的努力的某一些事工，他就能够进到天堂。
And that goes completely against God's grace plan for salvation.
而这样的一个说法或教导呢，是完全是跟原本耶稣神教导我们的，神会无条件的给我们救恩，只要我们相信耶稣基督的这个说法是冲突的。
And these religions, you know, they didn't just come out of the minds of man, you know, that made mistakes or that they were misguided. We've seen that every major religion began with an angelic appearance.
而这些所谓错误的宗教教导，其实都不是来自人类的智慧就可以想出来的。它其实大部分都是因为这些所谓堕落天使们，他们所创造出来的一些错误的宗教。
And you could go to those religions and you look in the text, whether it's the Quran of Islam, or whether you look at the Bhagavad Gita from the Hindu religion, or you look at the Buddhist texts, or you look at the Mormonism, you look at Jehovah's Witnesses. In their books, they talk about these angelic experiences, that the founders of these religions had an experience with angels.
我们只要去看一看哦，不管是从伊斯兰的教，或者是印度教，或者是佛教，或者是摩门教，或者是约和华见证人等等，这些宗教啊，他们的开始都有一些所谓天使的神迹，那这些都不是一个人类的思维而来的。
Okay, so you know, that's part of the studies that we've done in the past, but it should be enough evidence for you to understand that the world's religions are not from God. It's a satanic conspiracy, if you know that.
所以我们从很多地方其实都可以看到很多的这些事证，就是说这些所谓的世界的宗教，它其实是来自于撒旦的一些诡计。
And that's just one example of how Satan controls the hearts and the minds of the world's population.
所以你就会知道说撒旦他是如何的去控制了这个世界上人类的一些心思意想。
Yeah, we also looked at organizations in the world, whether it's environmental organizations or the UN, for example, or different, what do we call them, special interest groups.Protesting about human rights and things like this. These groups, if you look deeply at what their policies are, and you look at the policies of the Bible, there's huge contradictions.
而我们也可以注意到，就是像比如说联合国啦，或者是一些环境，那种所谓环保团体啊，或者是一些讲人权的一些团体啊，哈，他们在想要影响的这个世界的一些政策啊。其实很多很多都跟我们圣经的教导是互相冲突的。
Yeah, and one of the cleverest things that Satan does is that when people look at these organizations, they think these are great organizations, they're very good for humankind, they're helping people, they're making us better people.
而这些 刚刚提到这些单位呢，他们其实常常你会发现呢，你一听乍听之下都觉得他们是对人类是非常友善的，然后是在帮助人类的，而且是有要扶持弱势或什么的，就它整个的概念听起来都是非常是善是美的。
Like these organizations that go out protesting to stop carbon fuels and fossil fuels and things like this, and they think they're doing a great thing. They're saving the planet.
就像还有一些那种环保的团体，他们会常常上街去抗议啊，说不要用这个汽油，不要用一些能源。他们都在想要，都有一句话，就说拯救这个世界，拯救这个地球。
And of course, it's nice to look after an environment. We all want to live in a clean place. And I like electric vehicles actually because they're very clean and not so noisy. So they're nice. It's nice.
那当然了，我们绝对不会反对说我们希望住在一个环境美好、可以永续的一个环境里。好，就像这些目前的已经非常流行的电动摩托车，好，它都不会有噪音、不会有污染，这我们并没有反对。
But the problem is when people say if we don't get out of our, combustion engines, if we don't change our thinking and we don't have electric vehicles and things like this, then we're all going to die. Well, that's just wrong.
但是呢，有一些环保的人士呢，他们的说法是，如果我们不进入一个绿能的环境，我们将这个地球将会毁灭，我们都会死掉。这个说法就非常要质疑了。
The fate of human history, as is your fate as an individual, is in the hands of God. It doesn't depend on whether we're going to ride electric bicycles or not.
人类的命运绝对不是因为我们是不是有骑电动摩托车来决定的。
Yeah.
我们的命运，人类的命运是在神的手中。
If people worry about global warming. They say we're all going to die of global warming.
那很多人说他们担心这个全球暖化的问题，他们都说我们可能会死于全球暖化。
Well, 2 Peter 3:10 says that God is going to burn up the heavens with a rushing noise. 2 Peter 3:10.
彼得后书三章十节，他说
yes, yes, yeah, I can bring it up here actually. See, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a rushing noise.
主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声废去，有形体的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。
The heavens, the elements, that means all the atoms and all the protons and you know, all of the universe, it's just going to blow up with this huge nuclear explosion. I mean, how hot can you get?People worry about global warming, but God's going to destroy the universe with this huge meltdown, right?
在这一个经句里面告诉我们的是，神最终是会把整个地球像有一个核子弹炸掉一样结束掉。也就是说，我们现在担心的全球暖化，怎么样都没有跟最后神要结束这个地球的东西可以相比。
Yeah. But this will happen at the end of human history, which means that humans, as a human race, we will survive until the end of human history.
这句话其实真的在讲的是说呢，人类的历史将在神决定结束的那一刻整个烧尽。也就是说，我们不论如何，整个人类都会延续到神决定烧尽这个地球为止。
But of course, Satan doesn't want people to know that. See, he wants people to be convinced that if we don't protect the environment, we're all going to die.
而撒旦呢，却不希望我们人类知道这件事，所以他就要用各种诡计来让人们担忧这个世界的一个变化。
Because if he can convince people to do that, then he can convince people to want to change things. And if they want to change things, they have to give more power to the governments.
因为呢，撒旦的目的呢，是希望呢，我们人因为恐惧，会把更多的权力交给了政府，让政府来为他们下很多的决定。
because it's through the world governments and then through world organizations, you know, with big influence, that these things can change. So people are putting their trust in man and human organizations rather than putting their trust in God.
因为撒旦的诡计就是希望我们人类呢要相信人类所建的政府，而不是去相信神。
And then again, one of his strategies as well is to try to bring all the world governments together.
甚至呢，要让全世界的政府变成是一个更大的政府。
Because eventually, you know, once that we get to the time in history where the church is raptured, and then you have the seven-year tribulation, that's where Satan is going to set up his one world government.
大家如果 有读过最后的这个启示录，就有讲到说，最终呢，世界会进入，当我们被提走的时候，世界会进入七年的大灾难期。在那个时候呢，撒旦就会成为这个世界真正完全的掌权者，他会创造一个世界最完整的一个最大的一个政府。
Yeah, and I say he will set up his government. Actually, he's going to try, and I think he gets pretty close, really, to setting it up. But he never quite succeeds because he only has 7 years.
所以在这七年中呢，因为他只有七年，所以他会发生的事情就是他会几乎要成功的去设置了一个全世界一个集权的政府，但是却没有最后没有成功。
Okay, but anyway, that's another story for another day, and it's time for a break.
那当然了，这个故事我们下次再来讲。我们现在先来一个休息，等一下十分钟后回来，我们再回到今天课程的主题。
Okay, I'll see you soon.
等会儿见。